The Bible is an extremely important topic because the Bible is central to our Christian faith. As far as the content of the Bible, the name Bible comes from the Greek word biblos, which means a book. Actually, the Bible contains 66 separate books, which are divided into two sections, the Old and the New Testaments. These books progress generally in order from creation in Genesis to the eternal state in Revelation. Now, in the Old Testament, there are 39 books arranged in four major sections: history, the 17 books from Genesis through Esther; poetry, the 5 books from Job through the Song of Solomon; the major prophets, the 5 books from Isaiah through Daniel; and the minor prophets, the 12 books from Hosea through Malachi. In the New Testament, there are 27 books arranged in 4 major sections: history, containing the 4 Gospels and the book of Acts; Paul's epistles, the 13 books from Romans through Philemon; the general epistles, that's 8 books from Hebrews through Jude; and Revelation, the book of prophecy. Now, as far as a theme is concerned, the 66 books of the Bible were written by about 40 men over approximately 1,500 years. They wrote, however, about one central theme: Jesus Christ. The Old Testament portrays Jesus Christ as the coming Savior. The New Testament reveals him as the risen Savior. The book of Revelation presents him as the returning King. And one of the keys in understanding the Bible, no matter what book you're in, no matter what chapter or verse, look for Jesus. As for the authority of the Bible teaches the inspiration, the inerrancy, and the authority of the Old and New Testament Scriptures. Let's look first of all at the inspiration of the Bible. The Bible is verbally inspired by God. The inspiration of Scripture is stated by Paul to Timothy in his second epistle, that's 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The Greek word for inspired, theopneustos, means God breathed out. God breathed out every word of the Bible. Peter explains in his second epistle, that's 2 Peter 1, verse 21, prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Scriptures are verbally inspired because the Holy Spirit selected every word to be written by these men. Secondly, the Bible is inerrant in its original writings. Jesus stated that all Scriptures are inerrant, free from error, completely true. In referring to the accuracy of the entire Old Testament, Jesus said, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." We find that in Luke 24, verse 44. So, as far as the authority of the Bible is first of all verbally inspired by God, secondly, inerrant in its original writings, and thirdly, the Bible is the supreme, final, and adequate authority in faith and life. So the Bible is authoritative. We are to believe and practice what it teaches. Jesus said in John 10, verse 35, "The Scripture cannot be broken." The Scriptures possess an authority so great they cannot be annulled. The authority of God's Word is also seen in that it is eternal. Peter said, "The word of the Lord endures forever," 1 Peter 1, verse 25. Let's consider now the purpose of the Bible. Among many others, here are 2 primary purposes of the Bible. First, to reveal God. and then second, to teach us how to live. First, let's look at revealing God. The Bible reveals the person and work of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The major theme throughout Scriptures is revealing Jesus Christ as God, as man, and as Christ. Then the Bible teaches us how to live. The Bible is an instruction manual in how to be saved and how to live for God. Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Let's consider the value of the Bible. There are a number of blessings that we find in the Bible. Making the Bible your guide for living will bring much, much value. First, it offers eternal life. Paul said that the gospel of Christ, quote, "is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." That's found in Romans 1:16. Secondly, it promotes spiritual growth. Peter says in 1 Peter 2:2, "As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby." Then thirdly, it gives guidance. The psalmist declared, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." That's Psalm 119, verse 105. Then the Bible produces faith. Paul writes in Romans 10:17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." The fifth blessing or benefit of the word is it reveals sin. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Then we find that the Bible prevents sin. The psalmist wisely observes, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." Psalm 119:11. And then finally, the Bible teaches us to defeat Satan. Paul said, "Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." That's found in Ephesians 6:17. So, as far as the value of the Bible, once again, it offers eternal life, it promotes spiritual growth, it gives guidance, it produces faith, it reveals sin, it prevents sin, and it defeats Satan. Finally, let's look at your use of the Bible. First of all, read the Word. Read the Word daily, perhaps reading it through in a year's time. Secondly, meditate on the Word. Psalm 1:2 says, "The righteous man's delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." Thirdly, memorize the word. The psalmist confidently declared in Psalm 119:11, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." And then obey the word. James exhorts believers to, quote, "be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." James 1:22. And then finally, share the word. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That's in Mark 16, verse 15. God said in Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." May the Lord give you a hunger for His Word, an ability to understand it, an ability to walk in it, and an ability to share it with others. In Jesus' name, amen.